Well, good morning again, friends, and happy Mother's Day to the mothers amongst us. I'm going to begin a new series. I'm speaking today, Brian, over the next couple of weeks, and we're looking over these 3 weeks at what is a Christian? What is a Christian? And today we're going to be looking at this passage, but particularly the last few verses, verses 15 to 17 of Romans chapter 8. And there's an outline in the order of service. It's pink in colour, so grab that, and you can follow along. But I'm going to lead us in prayer now as we begin. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We thank you that you speak to us and that we can know you. We pray now that you would help us as we reflect on what it is to be a Christian. Grow our faith and help us to treasure more what it is that we have in you, that we would be thankful. Spend our lives in your service, and we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. This very day, Mother's Day 2007, was a day when one little life hung in the balance. A freshly born, still alive baby was discovered in a cardboard box just outside of Melbourne's Dandenong Hospital. She was alive, but only just. She was cold, blue with the onset of hypothermia. But thankfully, the hospital staff found her, and they named her straight away, baby Catherine. There was a massive public appeal, you may remember it, for baby Catherine's mother to come forward, but she didn't. We still don't know her mother's story. She's never come forward. Things were obviously more desperate for this mother than we'll ever know. But there was one little life hanging in the balance. Baby Catherine was a picture of fragility, of vulnerability. She was totally alone, exposed to the elements on a cold Melbourne morning, Mother's Day 2007. Unsafe, unprotected, unable to fend for herself in any way, desperately in need of help, desperately in need of a rescue, of a home, of a family. Now, I wonder, as you came to church this morning, how did you think about yourself? How do you think of yourself today? And do you see any connection between yourself and that little life, baby Catherine, that hung in the balance? Fragile, vulnerable, alone, lost, desperate, exposed. You see, if you aren't a Christian, that's what you are. The Bible tells us this. If you've become a Christian, well, that's what you were. It's your history. We don't feel fragile in any way, I don't think, in our world, particularly our part of the world. Quite the opposite. We feel powerful. We feel in control. We can be on the other side of the world in less than 24 hours. We can create new life in a test tube. We're united by each other in the world via the World Wide Web. Fragile? We don't feel fragile at all. Helpless? Vulnerable? Not in any sense. But the Bible has a different story to tell. The Bible tells us that we're lost children. Not because we've been left, but because we've left God ourselves. And so we're just like baby Catherine. Exposed, though, not to the elements of cold and wind, but exposed to the elements of sin that dwells within us. Paul says this in Galatians 4, chapter 3. Somebody who's not yet in relationship with God is in slavery under the elemental forces of the world. That's our world apart from God, helpless and hopeless in their sin. Just like that little baby, lost and alone. But if you're a Christian, you have experienced the highest possible privilege. You have been adopted as a child of God. And you receive the Holy Spirit, every Christian has. And one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit is to tell you that you are an adopted child
of God.
And that's what this passage is about. Have a look at those couple of verses, 15 and 16. Romans chapter 8, 15 and 16. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship or adoption. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. For most of us here today, I don't know about your parents. I hope that this Mother's Day is a wonderful day of thankfulness and joy and celebration as you reflect on your mum and all that she's been for you. And I hope that when Father's Day comes around later in the year, that also will be a day of joy and celebration. But I wonder whether for some of us that won't be the case. Some of us might have been deeply hurt by our parents. In a group this big, that's likely. For some of us, our childhood might have felt more like slavery. And there might have been more fear than safety, more pain than security. But if you're a Christian, you're a member of a new family. And I know about your father. I know your new heavenly father. And he's the best father of all, strong, kind, and loving, so loving that he has adopted you into his family as his own child. John puts it like this. Have a look at this verse. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. Of course, it's not that we've deserved this. Not in any sense. None of us are God's children by right. By what we've done. Our own goodness. Our service of others. We're not natural, biological children of God. We're adopted. As I mentioned earlier, other English translations use the expression spirit of adoption in verse 15, where our NIV has spirit of sonship. That's what the word means. God has rescued us. He has adopted us purely out of his gracious love. That baby, Catherine, did find a home. People who owed her nothing brought her into their family as one of their own and loved her, raised her, gave her a hope and a future. And this is us. This is every Christian's experience. We've been adopted. Adopted by God. God, who has owed us nothing, has graciously drawn us into his family and made us his children. And as his children, we can, verse 15, cry out to him as our Abba Father. That little word, Abba, is an intensely intimate word. The word means dad, in the most reverent and respectful sense, but in the most intimate and personal sense. God is our dad. You may remember as a child in the playground boasting about your dad. Did you do that? I hope you did. It was a bit easier for those of us whose dads were Navy SEALs or jet fighter pilots or security guards. That was a bit more intimidating. My dad has a pretty bad dress sense and cracks bad dad jokes and doesn't strike fear into anybody. But I gave it a go. I hope you did. Boasting about our dads to, you know, kind of step up amongst our friends. Certainly as Christians, though, I hope that we do it now. I hope that you boast in your heavenly dad. Listen to what Isaiah says about our heavenly dad. It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to dwell in, who brings princes to nothing and makes the rulers of the earth as emptiness. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth, when he blows on them and they wither and the tempest carries them off like stubble. That's our God. That's our heavenly dad. Our God blows his enemies away and they wither. Can there be any greater sense of security, any greater sense of safety than being able to call this fearsome God dad, father? So, Christian friends, I hope that you know that you are an adopted child of God. And I hope that it fills you with joy. It must, I think, if we really understand it and really know it. The great hymn writer, Charles Wesley, when he first knew himself to be a Christian, that is, a beloved child of God, penned this verse back in 1738. Oh, how shall I the goodness tell, Father, which thou to me hast showed, that I, a child of wrath and hell, I should be called a child of God, should know, should feel my sins forgiven, blessed with this antepast of heaven. I hope you can sing along. I hope you rejoice as Wesley did, knowing yourself to be an adopted child of God. Or if you're a Christian here today, that is what you are. And how? How did we become children of God? Well, of course, we've become sons of God because of another Son of God. The capital S Son of God. Not an adopted Son of God, but the eternal, divine Son of God. Jesus, who came into the world to save us. And we've become sons of God because this Son obeyed his Abba Father, even to the point of death, which he did to save us. You get a taste of how hard it was and the great sacrifice that Jesus knew that he was making in his prayer on the night before he went to the cross. Have a look at these few verses from Mark's Gospel. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." See Jesus addressing his Abba Father. He didn't want to go to the cross. And so he prays, "Take this cup from me." But even more than that, he wanted to obey his Abba Father. And so he prayed, "Not what I will, but what you will." And so he did. Jesus went to the cross where he was forsaken by God, so that we who have ourselves forsaken God could now become the adopted sons of God and brothers of Jesus forever. Our passage speaks of this, verse 17 in our passage. Have a look with me, Romans 8, verse 17. We're called co-heirs with Christ. Let me read. "Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory." We know from those verses the Christian life won't be easy. We can expect suffering. But as co-heirs with Christ, we look ahead to a glorious future where with Jesus we will possess the world. With Jesus we will rule and reign in the world in glorious, resurrected, sinless bodies. But for now, we need to remember who we are. And so, Christian friend, if you don't know yourself to be an adopted child of God, tell yourself, remind yourself, preach it to yourself. There are so many messages that come to us in our world about who we are and about what we're worth. But as Christians, we know exactly who we are. So I urge you to say to yourself, "I am a child of God. God is my Father. Heaven is my home. Every day is one day nearer. My Saviour is my brother. Every Christian is my brother or sister too." But that is who we are. And it brings comfort and security and peace and joy like no other experience than to know that we are the adopted, beloved children of God. To God be the glory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for who you are and for your incredible mercy to us. Thank you for graciously rescuing us, your people. Thank you for adopting us into your family and making us your very own children. And Heavenly Father, we pray that we would know who we are. Please help us to understand our identity and all that it means. How special we are, how secure we are. What a wonderful hope and a future we have, even as we suffer in various ways in this life. So we give you thanks. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.